The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. That's right. One more time, David. Come on. There you go. That's right. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 says this. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. What's that talking about? We're destroying speculations. How do you do that? You got to be prepared. Got to know the scripture. Against every lofty thing. Well, that's the stuff coming from the other side. That's coming from Satan and his demons. Raised up against the knowledge of God. And we need to take every thought captive. That's a discipline of the mind. To the obedience of Christ. We're going to be talking about today on the Mark Harrington Show. Apologetics. Worldview studies. Christian worldview. We're going to be talking about debate, speech and debate, and the importance of training young people on how to articulate a clear message, either in a formal situation or informal. So you're listening to the Mark Harrington Show. You can go to our website at createdequal.net. You can click on the radio icon there. We have a list of all of our programs that have been archived. On iTunes, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes if you like. We're on the air every week here on WRFD, 880 AM at 2:30 Eastern Time. And then you can pick us up on iTunes as well. And we also video the program if you'd like to watch on YouTube. So here we go. Let's talk about this. And my guest in studio today is Dylan Harrington, who has my last name. He's my son. But he's also a student at Boyce College, which is the undergrad for the Southern Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. And Dylan is taking some studies in worldview, and he's also the president of the Boyce College Speech and Debate Club. Thanks for being on the program, Dylan.
Thanks, Dad. It's a massive pleasure.
So what we want to do is, and the reason why I brought Dylan on, he's a young person, he's 21 years old, and this is going to be more for you youth out there, to understand that there's more than going to school and getting 4 years of degree and getting a job and working the rest of your life and earning an income and raising a family, although that's all important and good. But there is another path, and that is we can actually take courses and study things that are going to equip us to be better ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And that's why Dylan is here. So what I'd like to start out, first of all, Dylan, and just give our audience a little bit of an understanding of Boyce College and your worldview certificate. Why would you be interested in worldview?
Well, worldview is the way that I see the world, and worldview is the way that everyone sees the world, whether they know it or not. Something that I learned at Boyce College in my worldview program, actually from the dean of the school specifically, was that our worldview is defined, whether we like it or not, by our experiences and by our presuppositions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to Boyce College to not only learn more about what a worldview is and how it affects me, but also what my worldview is and what the most popular worldviews are and how they're being shaped and how I can combat those and counsel people that have a faulty worldview.
So a lot of people in our audience have not heard of Boyce College. When I bring it up with friends and family or generally people, they don't know the name.
Right.
They've probably heard the name Albert Mohler. In fact, Albert Mohler's on this radio program or on this station, WRFD. Mm-hmm. Explain who is Boyce? What is Boyce College?
Yeah, Boyce College is the undergraduate school of the Southern Seminary. Technically, right. They are a conglomerate of the Southern Seminary. They're not their own institution,
okay.
Which means that they are located on the very campus of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, which is a historical site for the Southern Baptists and the Southern Baptist Convention.
What's the purpose of that seminary? I assume, and tell me if I'm wrong here, of course, I've been there, so I know what the reason is. It's kind of a feeder system for pastors and missionaries and worship leaders and that kind of thing, right? I mean, the Baptist denomination, Southern Baptist Convention, this is their training ground for future pastors, right?
Yes, exactly. It's funded almost wholly by the Southern Baptist Convention, which is a very organized fund that is built up for Southern Baptist churches and schools that will agree to a certain doctrine and to cooperation with the mission of the Southern Baptist denomination.
Yeah, everybody in our audience know who the Southern Baptists are. I mean, it's the largest evangelical denomination in America, so we understand. So Boyce, though, is really an undergrad, so and they have this program, which you're taking, which is Worldview Studies, where you can get a certificate. Explain what that is.
The Worldview Studies certificate was recently developed and launched by the dean of Boyce College, which is not Albert Mohler. Albert Mohler is the president of the Southern Seminary. Now, the Boyce College has a dean called Dean Dan DeWitt.
Yeah.
And he started the Worldview program because he saw the need, the increasing need, in this intense culture war that we have in America for students to have a worldview training, even though they don't want to go into full-time vocational ministry.
Right.
And
I see.
I knew that I wanted to go to the Worldview program to study theology, get well-grounded in that before I go out into the secular workforce, possibly, worldview training, learn about how politics is important.
Yeah, what kind of classes are there? What are they training you to learn?
Right, exactly. There's one called Religion in the Public Square, which is which teaches you how worldview and politics go together and how Christian involvement in the public square is important.
This is such a short program, we're going to need to move on. So I just want people to understand, I mean, that there are people out there like Dylan. Young people are looking for something like this. It's rare to find a college like Boyce College that specializes in worldview studies. And the reason why they are is because the churches aren't doing it. And that's basically, they're filling a void, just as Created Equal fills a void in a way because the churches aren't doing the things that we can do or are unwilling for whatever reason. That's not the only reason, of course, but it's also a partnership with the church to create this awareness, this understanding of worldview.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, Dylan, you've been involved in speech and debate. You've done that as a teenager, but now you're heading up the college group there at Boyce. Explain what speech and debate is quickly. Your experience with Christian, CCA?
Christian Communicators of Ohio.
Okay. Right. And then we'll talk about what's going on at Boyce and just the concept of speech and debate.
Yeah. I had the vision for starting the speech and debate team at Boyce College specifically for the same reason that the dean had, for the same reasons that he had to create the Worldview program. And that's because the church, the body of Christ, has the command to train their young people to combat the culture.
Right.
And that not only includes being informed and being educated, but it also includes knowing the sound skills that are needed to communicate the gospel to the culture.
So that's why you started it up.
That's exactly why I started it up.
What does it do? I mean, explain what speech and debate is, because I think a lot of people don't understand what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Speech and debate is formal argumentation.
Okay, so you're like behind a podium, you have an opponent. Kind of set that up for us.
Right. You're normally behind a podium, although at smaller settings you won't be behind a podium, but that's not that doesn't matter a lot in terms of the activity.
But you have an opponent, you have a subject.
Yeah.
Explain how that works.
You have an opponent, you have a subject. Our form of debate is one-on-one, and it either revolves around a topic of philosophy, politics, current events, or just other statements, miscellaneous.
Okay. And with your club here, you say the boys' slogan is we're serious about the gospel. Our slogan is we're serious about communication, which I think communication is key. Right. As a Christian, we need to be able to communicate the gospel in a way that's quick, winsome, to the point. And then the boys' mission is serve the church, engage the culture. And your mission is to use the competitive intercollegiate speech and debate team committed to Christ and to prioritize the furthering of his work. Let's, in the, we've got 3 minutes before this segment's over. Why is it important for young Christians to be involved in speech and debate? People think, you know, might think it's like, oh my, it's academic, it's stuffy.
Right.
What does it teach you?
Right. Well, it teaches you how to communicate. And we're seeing more and more often that those that are able to impact the culture are ones that are not only informed the most about the gospel, but the ones that are able to communicate the most. If you think about great writers and speakers like C.S. Lewis, for example, if you read his book, Mere Christianity, you normally marvel at it. And what's so excellent about it is that not because it's not that he was inspired or inspirational, but it was rather that he was able to communicate common truths that we all know in such a great way. And that's an invaluable skill, you know, going into life for anyone. If you're a Christian, we have the most important message to communicate. So while I see all of these other colleges that have speech and debate teams that are not Christian, while it is important for them to have speech and debate teams, it's not nearly as important as it is for Christian colleges to have a speech and debate team. Because we need to learn how to communicate a message that's far more important than any other.
Right. So your history, in 10th grade, you were in speech and debate. Then you were one of the coaches, assistant coach to a local group here as part of Christian Communicators of America, right?
Right.
The website is cca.org. And I want to make a plug here that if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you have a young person and you want them to be an articulate, winsome ambassador for Jesus Christ, go to cca.org. Check out Speech and Debate. Get your kids in it. All of my students, all my young people, my children have gone through it. It changed them. It changed them radically. And it really got them ready for what was ahead of them in college. We got about a minute here, Dylan, or 30 seconds. Why is this biblical? Why is competitive speech and debate biblical?
Yeah, that's a charged question, but I'll start with a few verses. 1 Peter 3:15.
Not going to get to that. Just one verse. Why?
Yeah, it says, always be prepared to give a defense for the hope that is within you.
Right.
And our hope as Christians is in Christ Jesus, so we need to be prepared to give a hope, a reason for the hope that's within us.
That's right, and this prepares you to do it because it teaches you the skills of debating and speaking in public. One of the biggest fears that any individual has, short of death, is public speaking, right? And this prepares young people early on to get past that. Most of them hate it to start, but once they get in it, they love it, just as you did. We'll be right back. Dylan Harrington's my guest. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn, and I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net. Or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Bana. Bana. Bana.
You can work on that a little.
I love it. I love it. Dylan Harrington's my guest here on the Mark Harrington Show. Your radio activist. We're heading. We've just gotten back from Washington D.C. in the March for Life, and it was an awesome trip. But what we want to talk about? Well, I've got Dylan in the studio here. You know, Dylan's a worldview studies student at Boyce College, the Southern Seminary. In Louisville, it's the undergrad for Southern Seminary there, and Albert Mohler being the president. You know, as you could imagine, growing up in the Harrington home, you're going to be an apologist whether you like it or not, because that's what we do. We just talk about important stuff, biblical stuff, important stuff to the culture, to our faith, all the time. As you could imagine, it's kind of intense, actually. So all of my children have gone through speech and debate, formal speech and debate, with CCA, that is the Christian Communicators of America, and their local representative here, Christian Communicators of Ohio, and have debated for many years. How many years did you debate, Dylan?
Well, I formally debated in high school for 2 years.
Okay. And then you were a coach.
I was an assistant coach for the club that I competed in high school for 2 years.
Okay.
Now I'm going into...
Which gave you perfect training to be the president of this this Boyce student group, this speech and debate club. And Dylan, let me just say that the speech and debate is formal. We don't get a lot of time. We don't get a lot of opportunity to formally debate our adversaries, that is, the people that oppose the Christian worldview in formal situations. It just doesn't happen very often. I'm the kind of guy that believes it's the informal stuff. It's the stuff on the street. It's the day-to-day running into somebody in the, you know, as you're going to work or on the bus or taking the subway or what have you at work, that you're going to get your opportunities. And speech and debate prepares you for that because you're thinking about and developing these worldviews in more detail and are articulate about it. So one of the things I wanted to discuss here is what we do at Created Equal. Dylan's been a big part of our ministry, as you can imagine. Been on the Justice Rides with us, been a staff member for years. We are going to go on a Justice Ride. Again, we do two of them a year. The next one's on March 7th through 15th, 2015. We'll be going to Florida. Good time to go there in the middle of March. Still cold here. We'll be going to universities all across the state of Florida. And just to give you an idea what a Justice Ride looks like is Justice Ride, Freedom Ride. Think of that. Justice Ride, Freedom Ride. Freedom Rides were where young people boarded buses to defy the rules of segregation in the South in the 1960s, early 60s. And because of that, it changed America because of what happened after that. And what it galvanized the movement together, brought them together in a way that nothing other had, and it got a lot of young people involved. So what we're doing is we're playing off of that concept of the Freedom Rides with the Justice Ride, where we charter a bus, we load students into the bus, and these are some of the top, I think, most, I guess, or best suited kids to go on the road. We take them for a week, and we train them. We train them in the bus. We train them on the street. We train them in the bus. We train them on the street. We train them in the classroom. We watch video and all that stuff. And Dylan's been part of that. And so I want to exhort you, if you're listening to this program, a parent of a college or high school student, or if you're just a college student by yourself, you can come on the Justice Ride March 7th through 15 by going to createdequal.net. I'm sorry, go to justiceride.org, our new website.
There we go.
Or createdequal.net. You can fill out an application there. It's only $200 for an entire week. We take care of everything, food, lodging, travel expenses. So, Dylan, as a speech and debate person, you know, as a high school student, as a coach, and now as the president of Boyce College's group, speech and debate. How did speech and debate prepare you to go out on the street and do the kind of witnessing that we do on the justice riots. But we're talking about abortion, but we're talking about the gospel as well.
Mm-hmm. I was just coming out of Speech and Debate once Created Equal was formed. And I, to be quite honest,
2011.
With you, yeah, in 2011, I was in 11th grade. And to be quite honest with you and the listeners, I don't think I would have been able to be an effective witness on the justice riots and would have been able to come out with such power and energy as I had if I had not done Speech and Debate in high school. I started Speech and Debate in 10th grade with as a boy without strong conviction or sense of higher calling. And then I came out of it in 11th grade with a confidence that Christ was real and his words were true. And I also understood at the core of my being that the purpose of my life was to proclaim Christ to the world and was to witness to people. And so I don't think I would have been able to do that without Speech and Debate.
Well, doing it and do it at a high level. That's not to say that people that come on the justice riot have to be speech and debate students. They don't. But it does help to have some kind of training in speech and debate. And it equipped you beyond what most teenagers are equipped to handle. Right. Because think about it. You're in front of college students. You are a teenager. And you're having to deal with concepts that had not necessarily been introduced to you.
Yeah, it's very intimidating. And you know, I can only think of Colossians 4:6, which I use this a lot when teaching and trying to empower young students to become a part of Speech and Debate. Paul's letter to the church of the Colossae, which Colossae was a city in Greece, and it was very similar in its relativism and its deceitful philosophies, if you will, to America. Mm-hmm. This is how he exhorted them. He said, "Walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of our time. Let your speech always be gracious and seasoned with salt." And listen to this, "so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." And Speech and Debate taught me how to answer each person. It's not often that we have to get up there and give a formal speech, but it is often, and it's more formative in all of our lives to every man, that we have a meaningful conversation with someone heart to heart. And that's something that the justice ride demands of you, and that's something that I've learned through Speech and Debate.
So what would you say to somebody, a young person listening right now, or a parent of a high school, college, about the justice ride and whether they should come join us?
I would say regardless of your level of training, Created Equal equips you with what you need to be effective on the streets and on college campuses, and they're encouraging enough to you that you will find the confidence to speak to individuals, regardless of whether you've been through Speech and Debate before. Go on a justice ride. It will give you a culture shock and will really convict you in ways that you never deemed possible.
It is definitely life-changing. Folks, here's the information. March 7 through 15, 2015, we will go on the road. We will be loading a charter bus to head to Florida. We'll be going to several colleges in Florida. $200, that's the cost. This covers everything. The fuel, the food, the lodging in Florida, as well as all the training that comes along with it. I'm telling you, your young person will be changed for life if they come with us. The scripture says, "Do not grow weary in doing good," in 2 Thessalonians 3:13. Polls show that America is giving the pro-life position a hearing, but future progress is far from certain. We hear the narrative, Dylan, you know this, that we are the generation that will end abortion. Well, I don't think there's any guarantee of that, and if you look at the culture, I'd say that's highly unlikely, but we need to fight regardless. Final word, got 20 seconds.
I would encourage you to go on a justice ride. I would also encourage you to be a part of Speech and Debate if you're still in high school and if you want to learn further how to impact the culture.
Go to cca.org if you want to find out more about formal speech and debate in the state of Ohio. Or if you want to be part of the Justice Ride, go to justiceride.org, our new website, justiceride.org, specifically set up for these trips across America to train young people to make a difference. Our slogan for 2015 is persist to resist. Resist the demons and the devil and resist the culture of death. You've been listening to The Mark Harrington Show. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America,
to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.